And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 778.5, up 2 on the open. March, 790, down 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 760, down 1 on the open. March, 779, down 2.5. May, 764, down 3.5. July, 674, down 2 on the open. December corn opened at 381, up 2 on the open. March, 397 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. May, 408, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 416 and a half, up 1 and a half. September, 419 and a half, up 3 quarters. December, 425, up a half. March, 430 and a half, unchanged. May, 432 and a half, down 2 on the open. November soybeans open at 1046, up 13 and a quarter on the open. January, 1060, up 13 and 3 quarters. March, 1073 and a half, up 12 and a half. May, 1074, up 9 and a half. July, 1076, up 9.5. November of next year, 993, up 10.25 on the open. December soybean meal open at 283.50, up 340 on the open. January, 285.50, up 390. December soybean oil open at 44.50, up 4 on the open. January, 45, up 12. At the Merck, December live cattle open at 95.35, up 25 on the open. November feeders open at 108.50, up 7.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 52.90, up 35 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 88.75, up 157.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Soybeans making new contract highs this morning. Is there any particular fundamental reason for this?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on out there, Dave. Number one, China cut their own bean production number to 13 million metric tons. The USDA report last report was 14.3, number one. Number two, there's a pretty substantial rumors that 1 to 2 cargoes of South American bean oil was sold to China yesterday evening, and also the idea that they were probably in and bought a couple loads of beans from the U.S. yesterday. Along with that, we know that they're going to be upping their import tax 2% coming up, and they look to be very active trying to secure stocks between now and December 10th, which would be the time period where it would need to be shipped to be over there and in ahead of that, Dave. So those are some of the things we're looking at. Also this afternoon, we're looking for a report out of Informa as to their estimated acreage for next year and how many acres more the bean market's still trying to buy.
And what's the trade thinking ahead of that report?
Well, I think basically they're thinking that, the corn has come moved up strong over the last month or so here, and that maybe that some of the corn acres are hanging on. In many places, when we do the figuring, corn is still the better crop as far as total income per acre. Beans have a little bit of a job to do to buy a few acres more.
If we look at continuation charts in this bean market and draw a trend line off of the 1988 highs at 1099 and then the 2004 highs, we can see that we're very close to poking our head above that trend line on continuation charts, which would be around 1059, 1060 as I read it at the moment. If we get there, are we going to challenge those 1988 highs, Wayne?
Well, is a good possibility, Dave, and we say that just out of all the things we just talked about. I mean, there's two things going on. Of course, you know, we've seen a little setback the last 2 days in the crude market, but still staying very strong there, the energy market helping keep this market alive and pushing to the higher level. We've talked a lot about the need for more bean acres next year. How many bean acres have we bought in South America? How many haven't? You know, that's along the line. So, you know, there is definitely that possibility, and we must remember that as the herd runs, they sometimes run through the gate, you know, before they're put back in the pen, and that's what might happen in the bean market. We might charge through those points and overdo to the upside what really should be there.
Is crude oil going to continue to back off as it has in recent sessions? It's now about 50, 60 cents, 70 cents away from its 10-day moving average.
Well, you know, that's a big question. We're not sure. We'd love to see crude oil back off a little bit for many reasons. You know, everybody and everything everybody uses is affected by freight rates. And this crude oil increase, we saw headlines going across the bottom of the screen on the news wires many times yesterday. It said $100 plus crude oil affects the U.S. economy greatly. And, you know, so for that reason, for a lot of other reasons, why we'd love to see this crude oil back off at least another $5 to $10. Will it? You know, it's still a very, very strong market, Dave.
What about the U.S. dollar? Is it putting in a major bottom now?
Well, you know, yesterday was a nice rally. Today we're down a little bit. We would like to see a bottom be put in here. You know, it's great for our export business that our dollar is cheap, but we're importing a lot of stuff into this country. And the dollar needs to stabilize in this area, or we could see a lot of down-the-road things and problems happening in our stock market.
Give us your analysis of the corn market.
The corn market, we're in a steady, choppy phase here. The strength in the beans is keeping the corn stronger. If not, we could probably move a little bit lower, Dave. But here again, we're going to take a look at Informa's numbers today, see what they're looking at, and see whether they say we need to be buying corn acres or bean acres to hang on to things. But all in all, why generally this is a time period we would drift a little bit for the next 2 weeks, steady lower.
Would you anticipate March corn reaching $4 before the end of the year?
Well, being that it's only about 3.25 cents away, I think it's got a real chance,
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
And then let's look at it a little bit further. Take it out to the July. We're at 4.15. What do you think the upside potential there might be?
Oh, I think the upside potential, probably 4.40.
4.40. All right, then. Let's look at that wheat market, Wayne, which a lot of people continue to stick a fork in and say it's done. Is it done?
I believe it is, Dave. I think that we've seen the top. Now, is it all over and going just straight down from here? Probably not if corn and beans stay strong to a degree. But we've got some tremendous acres out there look coming up looking good. We had a little scare yesterday with talks of possible frost damage in Argentina. That's somewhat subsided. But all in all, we've got a lot of wheat in the ground, and we've got a lot of people that are feeling that they need to be sold up in this area for next year's crop rather than wanting to buy it.
Any ideas that the deferred July will come back to $7?
It's possible, Dave, but at this point in time, we're not anticipating it.
All right. What other factors are you looking at in the marketplace these days?
Well, you know, in general, over the last 3 weeks, we've just talked about how crude goes, so goes the corn and bean market. You know, that is different today, but I do think that it does offer us a little weakness to the bean oil today. We're seeing bean oil down 9, which is not a very big move for down $2.37 in the crude oil. We keep our eye on the gold. It's back down right around the $800 mark, and that has bounced $9 off its low from where it's at. So we seem to be stabilizing the gold around the $800 mark. And we will keep a close eye on the dollar. But all in all, I think then, and we want to be watching to see for, you know, export announcements and see if we are really pulling back on our wheat sales, which I think we are, and if we are going to see all the sales that have been talked about with China over the next few weeks.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Tim.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick of lead options. December wheat at 779.5, up 3. December, and that in Kansas City, December wheat at the Board of Trade at 761 unchanged. December corn 379.5, up a half. November beans 1041, up 8.25. December soybean meal 283.60, up 350. December soybean oil at 44.37, down 9. Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today says in the north and central sections mostly sunny, in the south mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, and highs ranging from around 60 degrees in the far north to 68 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.